Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, that's right. The Drive is live, and T-Mill is back as well. As I see him with that, he went Jose Altuve with the shirt today. I see you out there, and you can see him, too, if you're on YouTube and Twitch.
There you go.
That's right. And Clint Sterner in the building right here as well, as we are in Katy. We are a stop 7 here in Katy at Star Sports Bar and Grill. Make your way on out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, Clint. And I've heard now. I've heard the bugs are good here. That's what I've heard. I've heard from a lot of folks that the bugs are good here. So we know you are the bug connoisseur and the judge, and you do your thing every week. This feels like this could be a 6-pounder for you. I'm not sure. Maybe a little bit more, but come on out and get it.
Yeah, look, Ron. I don't tell you I'm good at much or I'm great at much, but this is one of those that there is no doubt about it. Connoisseur is putting it light. I mean, there ought to be some kind of ranking, Sterner ranking out there when it comes to crawfish.
Sterner,
to have a public place in and around the city of Houston, it should have to have my stamp of approval. I'm gonna let you know this appears to be at first glance, because I literally just walked in the door. Appears to be a place that should know how to boil some bugs. There's no doubt about it.
What gives that off?
Well, I mean, it's low lit. There's a lot of cold beer being consumed at 2 o'clock, and it just strikes me as a crew that gets down and dirty.
I look at this gentleman right here who looks like he's running the spot.
Yeah,
he looked like he gonna have good crawfish.
He stood around. He stood around a pot or two and boiled some bugs and sweated like you would never believe. So I would imagine they're pretty damn good.
But as he said, whenever you're ready, and yes, we'll do it, and you should come on out and do your thing again. As we said earlier on the crosstalk, come on out again. We are here live at Star Sports Bar and Grill here in Katy, and you got a chance not only to come out and hang with us.
What leg is this?
This is 7, baby.
7 already?
7 stop, baby. Whew. Not only you got a chance, by the way, it looks like
time.
Kyle Tucker has just hit a triple if you're scoring at home for the Cubs on the TV screen right now. Just slid into third base. Could have used that.
Nobody wants to talk about that.
I know. I just wanted to throw that out there if you wanted to watch Kyle Tucker tonight. He just hit himself a triple for the Cubs, so there's that. But come on out here again. You got a chance to win a gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoor. We're going to do one once an hour. Once an hour. So that's 4 opportunities to win. All you got to do is come on up like this gentleman is right here and sign your name, put it in a raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win. Also, as you see our guy Shay there holding that up, you can have a chance to be our grand prize winner. Enter in right now, and you can win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and win Budweiser or Bud Light free for a year. All you got to do is hit that. Yeah, you go ahead. I don't know why y'all playing. There we go. They start marching after that $500. That $500, and I'm telling you.
$500 and free beer for a year? Yeah, I'm in on that one.
Yeah. Go ahead. Just hit that up. There you go. Should be a line up here.
Yeah.
But do your thing. So it should be good. Hey, Tyler, you good, baby?
Yes, sir. Ready to rock on Friday.
There we go. 2-7 in the building. Make sure, man. Last time I left you, I thought Tyler was going to embrace me with a huge hug on the way. I got to say that, man. Tyler, you know, Tyler does make me feel bad. I don't want to admit it, but like Tyler, it never fails. I don't know if at one point I thought it was on purpose, but now I just think it's natural for him, Clint. Tyler really like makes me talk to myself on my way out from leaving him. I mean, he has a legit look of sadness,
yeah,
like pain. Like it's
doesn't want the night to end.
Like
man.
There have been times I've gotten to the door or gotten to the car to the parking lot and said, all right, well maybe I can go 30 more minutes.
I like hanging with the bros, man.
I got up in that seat. I said, all right, but I'm gonna head out, man. He said, really?
Hey, Tyler's one of them buddies. Everybody's got to work shift work. I got a buddy back in Baytown. It's like, hey man, I got Byron till midnight. Y'all got him till 4 a.m.
and listen, it don't matter how many Tyler's had. Tyler, he can sense it too. He can sense it coming. And the reason why I know he can sense it coming is because probably within 20 minutes of the time I know I'm going to leave, hey man, I'm going to get another one. You want one?
He's trying to get up on that, huh?
It comes back with two.
To make you stay.
Thought I was being slick with it.
Every time, within 20 minutes of the time I'm about to leave, it's like he's in my head. Like some of the times he didn't know what time I was going to leave, but he can feel it. He can sense it.
I love to have a good time, man.
But
no,
nah, man. I'll never forget that time. I don't remember where we were, but I mean, it was about time. Things kind of not winding down, but it was getting later in the evening. And next thing you know, he shows up with a tray of shots. Yeah. I said, whoa. We're supposed to be turning it in, boys. We're supposed to be turning it in. He's trying to turn it up.
Your ass ain't going nowhere. No. Stay your ass right on here. All right. But no, a good time to be had. Come on out as we'll be here till 6 o'clock.
That's right.
All right, Clint. This is there's a lot of places we can go, but I want to start here with this report from the Rockets. Kurt Heelan, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com, NBC, who's about to get the NBA. They said this: the Houston Rockets, Clint, I don't know how you feel about this, would be open to moving Alperen Şengün in a Giannis trade.
No,
they're open. The Rockets are open to moving him in a trade. But then he goes on to discuss the potential of a deal being done between the Rockets and the Bucks. And I think you would love this. And listeners, I would love to hear your thoughts on this. He said Houston would be open to trading Şengün, league sources told NBC Sports, but the Bucks might be higher on a Jalen Green-based trade package, depending on how they rate Jalen Green. It would be potentially
start packing.
Tyler, say, get on out there. Come on, man. Get that 7, 8, 9 points out here in the playoffs. But it would be Jalen Green. Jabari Smith Jr. is also likely to be a part of any deal. And the Rockets have a lot of future first-round picks that they could move from Brooklyn and Phoenix in those deals they made earlier, or a couple of years ago. That could be a part of the trade as well. It also could take a third team, but it is doable. So the thought there is Şengün is something that the Rockets are open to moving with the Giannis trade, but it seems like the Bucks, they would be in the Jalen Green, Jabari Smith, and picks deal. Like, first, the Şengün one. First one, what's your thought? Because I know you may be higher. I think you've even said you would have Şengün and Amen Thompson maybe as your guys that you got to, it's got to be a blow away deal.
Well, it's just got, you better have a good plan on the backside of it because it changes everything that you've built. It not just the core, but it changes everything, your identity that you've built. I mean, it just looks totally different if you move two key pieces, right? I don't like moving Şengün at all. I mean, the young all-star that is
22.
Obviously got a level of dog in him that that not everybody on the team does. So I would prefer keeping Shingun and moving Jalen. Now I hate to see Jabari go, but if he's got to be part of that deal with the picks, that's fine. It sounds like it's obviously with Shingun, you would keep a lot of the picks and be able to make other moves, I'm assuming, with those picks if you need to. I would rather move Jalen Green, the picks, and make Jabari a part of it rather than move Shingun.
I mean, I know Tyler slid in and hit him with the very disrespectful, let's get him packing.
Yeah.
But.
No, I'm with him.
I don't know what would hold up. Jabari Smith, I love Jabari Smith, and I think Jabari Smith has a chance to be a really, really high-end role player. Right, a guy with size, 6'10", that can shoot really well. I don't think we've seen the best of him. I don't think, now some may disagree. Hell, I was at the barbershop last week. I'm going at it with guys last Saturday about Jabari Smith just not given a chance that he could be as good as Jalen Green, a one or a two in this league. I don't know about that. I don't know that I get there. But I do look at him and think, man, you got a 6'10 guy that could shoot and can defend, can block shots. There's a lot of versatile things you could do with him, can guard multiple positions in today's NBA. But
I mean, he's a starting caliber player, and he's got a high ceiling. I don't know how high, but he's got a high ceiling. So, yeah.
I would roll on that move. My only thing is, I just never really entertained the thought of, all right, if they're going to do a deal with the Bucks, that the Bucks would rather have Green than Shingun, especially losing Giannis, they would rather do that. So I've never really looked at that. All my thought was like, man, I don't see that being the thought, but I don't know how I feel about Giannis and Shingun playing together. But I think, like, I've not really thought about that, but I'm opening this up to the people as well. Your thoughts, do you think that can work? Shingun and Giannis, I mean, obviously you know it could work, but do you think it could work well enough for you to have a chance at winning big? Giannis and Shingun on the inside.
You still got the same problem that you don't have any shooters.
Yeah. And neither one of them bring that unless Shingun really.
And you would give away Jabari and Jalen, two guys, one that's definitely a shooter and another guy that's inconsistent, but you would hope would develop into at least a spot-up shooter in Jalen Green at the very least. So, yeah, you're giving up two of your hopeful shooters moving forward to get him. So, I'm not hell-bent on Giannis. I'm not. I mean, it'd be fine because obviously he's one of the best players in the league. He's an MVP. He's got a title. I mean, I get it, but I'm not hell-bent on Giannis simply because I really don't know what offensively they would do.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like we know it can work. You know, at some point, they were running him and Steven Adams out there together. Mm-hmm. And that arguably was the best lineup they had in the postseason against the Warriors. So and obviously Giannis is far better player than Steven Adams. So it could work, but I don't know how much it works because, like you said, he's probably a worse shooter than Shingun is, right? And the spacing there, you would have to surround them with three dudes at least two that are knocked down.
Absolutely.
I'm talking probably better than Dylan Brooks. Like, you got to surround them, and maybe Reed Shepard is one of them. Not sure. Like you said, Jabari would fit a lot better with that. Then, you know, but you've got to apply shooting around that. I don't want to dismiss it though, because I think those are two really smart basketball players, and Udoka can figure something out. But it's just hard to kind of envision what those two look like on the interior playing together.
Yeah.
That's the part for me. But you obviously, no matter what, you got to bang out shooting like that. That's something you gotta rope around. But you got a chance to get one of the top three players in the game. That's something you definitely have to look at. I am just surprised that the Rockets are the ones pushing the Shingun thing. Like, they're the ones open to kind of get rid of him.
Well, like I said, I would not part ways with Shingun, but if you do and you get Giannis and you keep all the guys that we mentioned,
I mean,
you got Tari Eason that can knock him down. You got Jabari that can knock him down. Jalen, you would hope, could knock him down. You got Fred VanVleet, which just, I mean, was dead-eye in the playoffs in the critical moments, came up big in monster games. I mean, you got some guys around him, and you still have some of that length as well with Jabari. That would probably make more sense to pair with Giannis, but Boy, that, it would it better work.
I'll be honest. It seems, the reports we're hearing, it seems like he may be their top target.
Yeah.
What we're hearing. It seems like he may be their top target. And then at that point, it is intriguing to see what would be the next moves if they were able to pull that off. Because it can't stop there. I heard Luke say that earlier in the loop. Like, it can't be, oh, or we just added Giannis, and that's it. Like, there's obviously, you got to do things to offset that going on. All right, as we're continuing live here on our seventh stop on the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, come on out to Stars Sports Bar and Grill. We'll be here from 2 to 6 hanging out, and you can get the bugs, you can get the beer, you can win prizes. Come on out. I know this is a great spot to start your Friday. TVs all over the place. A strong mural of all the Houston sports arenas and things like that. It's an awesome spot. You can play a little pool in the back. They got buckets of beer. It's a good time to be had out here. By the way, Tyler, have you decided now? You've had a day to look here on the schedule. Have you decided your road game yet? Have you made this call yet on where you're going?
No final answer yet. But I think I got it down to two.
What's the top two?
And keep in mind, there is actually, I guess, three, because I'm going to be eyeballing that Chiefs game and maybe getting up there with you, Ron.
You're not going in December. You're scared.
No, I'm not. It's my birthday month. I feel extra horny in December.
My birthday month.
That's not a more real statement he's made. And I feel extra horny in December. Go ahead.
But, yeah, outside of that, I'm going to be eyeballing that Chiefs game. But I think got it down to two that I'm really thinking on. And that would be that first game in L.A. against the Rams.
Okay.
Or that Seattle Seahawks Monday night game up in Seattle.
Yeah, I'm wondering, should he go? So, because obviously, the curse is still alive, and I will be honest. Like, if you went to Baltimore, I don't think people would be pushing the curse. but there's some other places that Tyler, if you go, like maybe Seattle, that's one. I don't know about the Rams; that might be a tough one. Definitely Seattle. If you go,
and they lost,
like. At some point, you can't fight it. At some point, you just have to.
I thought we were there after Carolina, but I guess time heals all wounds, right?
Yeah, I thought maybe when you pair up Carolina and the absolute throttling that the Vikings put forth on him.
Oh, yeah.
When he went out there.
Oh, that's right. We're 2 years removed from Carolina, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
First and quarter.
Remember, he went to Denver the first year. And they lost a tight one to Denver, and then he went to Carolina. And that's the one. That's the one where you got to check up. Like you just that's
and I did.
And then it wasn't even tight. And by the way, if you remember going into the Minnesota game, like the Vikings, we didn't look at the Vikings as what they ultimately became, a 14-3 team that had a chance to win to be the number one seed. We're looking at the Vikings like a team that, the Texans should be able to handle the Vikings. Yeah. I mean, they got Jonathan Grenard and
Sam Darnold.
We took it. And they just, it was not close at all.
They took Blake Cashman and Jonathan Grenard and Sam Darnold and put a whooping on us.
Did Blake get a pick or something, or ran one back or something? Jonathan couldn't be stopped.
They both contributed.
Right? That was a wild game. There was a meltdown on the offensive line with penalties there in about the second or third quarter where Titus and Laramie lost their mind.
Oh, yeah. 17 false starts in a row. That was awesome.
I bet that's how you saw it.
I'm Jonesing.
You need it. You feeling it?
I'm Jonesing.
I hadn't seen the first ones come out yet. That's thing I'm doing. Yep.
I'm Jonesing. I'm gonna need three pounds and a cold bullet.
You might want to go ahead. I might get one too here from the text line. Tyler can't go anywhere. Stay your ass at home.
That's not happening. I'll be somewhere.
Yeah, he's gonna do it. Like, he's got hell or high water. He'll break this damn curse if it exists. It will.
I got to make it to every stadium. I'm checking them off. We'll get there.
Might as well mention kicking.
I just don't know if the fan base wants you to do it at their expense. I mean, you can do like Pendergast and go see the other teams. You can go see other teams play in the bye week or something.
We're breaking that curse.
Hopefully. Now, to that point that Clint has made over the years, I do have a level of concern that if you are in SoFi Stadium and there are other Texans fans that see you and there's the third quarter and it ain't looking good or something, I am concerned about at the very least heckling, and maybe somebody just take a shot.
I don't know.
I won't put them out there, but I will say, you just saying that reminded me, Carolina and that ish show in Minnesota last season, there was one Texans fan I know that was there at the same time as me for Carolina and the ass whooping in Minnesota.
Well, there may be a double. Maybe he's going to sit his ass at home, too.
You know who you are out there.
Well, he's just not in the radio business and not broadcasting to the world. Maybe he wants to stay in the shadows there, T.
I'll leave him there.
Who's that, Larry?
No. You're right. Larry goes to half.
He claimed he was at both of them, didn't he?
Larry did. Larry goes to a lot of losses. All right, coming up as we continue here live from Stars Sports Bar and Grill here in Katy, make your way on out. The Astros took a tough one yesterday, and we've got to discuss the good and the bad of what we saw in Arlington. We'll do that coming up next right here live on
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bury me in the age.
Live from Stars Sports Bar and Grill in Katy, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on our seventh stop on our Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit. And we are live, as you just heard the big voice say, here at Star Sports Bar and Grill here in Katy. So make your way on out here. I see, she got them bugs already. That's the first ones I've seen come out. There you go. They out here. And I think Clint's probably about to get him some.
I need to let the folks know what's going on here.
Oh, you got some info.
I got a little info.
All right, I saw you talking to the owner there. What's the info you got?
$30, all you can eat. That's one of them. Get off your ass and get
$30. All you can eat.
Hey,
what?
Look here. All you can eat crawfish.
$30.
$30, all you can eat crawfish.
Wow. They just keep bringing it out.
I'm telling you, when I hear a good
like
thing,
like a Golden Corral, just all you can eat.
All you can eat means all you can eat, Chief. $30.
Y'all need to get your asses out here.
That is wherever you're at. Now, I don't advise you lose your job, but if you're out and about,
I don't know.
Stars, get over here. $30, all you can eat crawfish. $20 buckets of beer.
$20 buckets of beer, $30, all you can eat crawfish.
Sounds like a party to me.
Man, dog. Hey. And that's here. And is that all day? Or is that all? How long is that?
He didn't give me no damn time.
I'm about to say here, you sit out here and watch. You can watch the Astros right here. All you can eat.
$30
post up right here. You imagine? Oh, man, I would come out here and end it right here. Come on out here. Go and get that 30. And I'm going to sit right in here. I'm going to eat them right now. I'm going to come back and get some when Jeremy Pena leads off. I'm going to come out and get me some while Lance hopefully is in the fourth inning. I'm going to be here all day.
Good call. I'd love to eat. Yeah, that guy right there. I'd love to eat all I can eat crawfish, drink cold beer, and watch Lance McCullers get on track.
Yeah, that.
No, I'm going to speak it into existence, y'all. I'm going to speak it into existence. Lance McCullers, we need his ass, man. We got guys getting hit in the hand with batting practice. We got guys going down with elbow
Clint,
issues.
Man, you have got to let that go, man.
I mean, it's
just let Spencer Arrighetti go, man. That's just the first thing you could have just said. Nope. We got Spencer injured.
Nope. I mean, it just don't make. There ain't a baseball. I don't care if Nolan Ryan came in here and was like, Clint, man, we all did it. We all did it. Like, okay, Nolan, y'all was all stupid. To hell playing long toss in left field during batting practice.
Text line 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What do you think can get Clint absolutely sideways quicker? Talking about Dalton Schultz or talking about the injury to Spencer Arrighetti? Which one do you think
can
just completely take Clint out of whatever he was thinking? Faster, because I believe
they say both of them. You're talking about which one can both of them.
I believe the one that gets you the most. There is nothing
that blows my mind.
We can bring it. Yeah, seriously, you stay right on it. There is nothing more than with it that can either one of those. They could that they're going to take you minimum 2 minutes.
Yeah,
a minimum 2 minutes, and somebody may have to get in there and stop you because those two subjects just seem to get you going at any moment. Before we get to Lance, though. I think we do need to look at last night. And last night, it's a damn shame that Hunter Brown is the loser. Okay, let's continue to remember the useless stat of pitcher wins. When you can go and pitch like you did last night and get a loss. And that is the most ridiculous thing ever that he got saddled with a loss. But here is the captain, his manager, Joe Espada, after his 8-inning just ridiculous start again showing Cy Young worthy efforts. Here's Joe Espada talking about the duel between Jacob DeGrom, who actually ended up winning that game, and then his young star Hunter Brown.
They're both done. It's a pitcher's duel, and sometimes in a pitcher's duel, you know, it's just one pitch. Sometimes it's all it takes, right? And that's what happened in today's game. Our offense, I thought, you know, we had some really good at bats. I think we shifted our focus and we started hitting balls from middle, right center field. They made some really good plays behind DeGrom. But it was a heck of a ball game.
All right, we can get to the hitting part. Well, I mean, yeah, there were some plays Garcia made in the outfield. The center fielder, he made a great running catch in the game, but damn it, I mean, that wasn't that much.
Suck.
I mean, hell, they wouldn't have had a runner pass to get to second base after the fourth inning if I think Simeon didn't throw the ball away and Jake got there on an overthrow. So, yeah, I mean, it was a struggle for the offense, but we got to start with Hunter Brown, Clint, and like, this is the hell with believable. This is just every time out. I mean, it's just getting better and better and better. And it's starting to become, if Framber continues to do what he's been doing here recently, this has got to be one of the most feared 1-2 punches in the American League if Framber continues to get to where he's getting with what this cat Hunter Brown is doing every single start out.
Yeah, look, I mean, obviously he's pitching his ass off. So it's as an Astros fan, it's fun to watch. It's easy to like, right? But what I love about Hunter Brown is it seems like his mentality is ace. His mentality is dog. His mentality is I'm going to attack you. I'm not going to tiptoe around. I'm not going to flirt with the strike zone. He has the ability to go get guys, and the best guys in the lineup. And now last night I'm going to tell you, man, he had that kind of dog. I'm going to come get you attack type mode. With elite stuff, right? I mean, the way he was cutting them off at the knees with his fastball, the way he was painting the outside corner with his fastball. I mean, it was beautiful to watch, man. And so, I just everything about the guy screams ace, and it's fun to watch that guy do his thing.
And you've said this too, Hunter. It just, that's one of the things in the comparison to Verlander too as well.
Yeah.
It looks so easy, right? Like it is. Like it doesn't look like he is working up. But there are some pitchers you look at. Hell, Lance, he's pitching tonight. Even Lance at his best. Ocho, I'm sure, is going to text in and will attest. Sometimes even Lance good starts, you look at there and say, "Boy, man, he left it all out there. I mean, he needs every one of these 5 days. He is working. There's traffic all over the place. It just looks like there's such effort given." I mean, Hunter gets out there and it's just boom, 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 boom. Like it is effortless.
Well, everything's so natural for him. I mean, I love the way his press conferences sound. It just seems like he's so comfortable in that leader role, in that ace role, in that backs against the wall. There's added pressure because of, you know, how good he is. He just embraces it, man. So it's literally start to finish. A to Z, man. Everything about Hunter Brown is absolute money.
No, he is, and the bats.
And the bad thing about last night is you lose a game where I think it was not good on either side of the in terms of hitting, but the Astros actually did swing the bat better than the Rangers. The Rangers just had one that got out of the park, and I don't know when, because with a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, I watch a lot of baseball with the volume down, so I'm muted. I don't know when Todd Callis and everybody started 5-star and 4-star rating these catches that these outfielders are making. But for what it's worth, there was a 5-star catch by the center fielder, and there was 2 4-star catches by Garcia, the right fielder. And so, they swung it good enough to produce a bit. The problem is the Rangers just played better on defense.
Yeah. 5 hits last night, and DeGrom was really, really good too.
Did you see panty dropper on the ball hit on the second base side of second base?
Yeah.
Woo! I mean he's putting a year together, bro. I know it's early; we're a quarter of the way through the season.
He got one of them hits,
but he's putting a damn year together.
Man, it's All Star worthy this year. Ooh, all right, man. Coming up as we continue. Greg Cosell, one of the most respected film watchers and guys within the game, talks about a discussion that we want to have here that can really help some of the biggest issues the Texans had last year and what they want to get corrected this year, the protection issues. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Live from Stars Sports Bar and Grill in Katy, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. Welcome back. As we are live here, The Drive is on the road as we are at stop seven of our Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit.
Seven and it brings time.
That's right. Every time. Yeah, you can wear that one out today. It brings us to Katy as we are in Katy, and you need to be here as well here at Stars Sports Bar and Grill. And listen, if you are in the building, coming up as soon as this segment ends, we will hook somebody up with their first winner, a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We will do a drawing as soon as this segment ends. If you have not done so, you might want to put your name in our raffle box, as that's where we will draw that for your chance to win. We'll do that four times today. At 2, 3, 4, and the 5 o'clock hour, you have a chance to win a $25 gift card. So make sure you get to that, as well as our grand prize. We will hook somebody up after our entire crawfish circuit is over. We will hook somebody up with our grand prize, which is a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser or Bud Light for a year is what the grand prize is. Just use that QR code and sign up. There you go. Did you get one?
Got one of them bullets, and boy, it doesn't surprise me at all. But it's crackling cold.
I know it is.
It's crackling cold. Yeah, them mountains, I'm covered up with a koozie, but them mountains are definitely bright blue, boys.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up at 3:40. So you can really let it loose then.
For all my beer drinkers out there, is there anything better than that first drink of that crackling cold one? Me personally, it's after like yard work or like it's not even in a social setting where you're like having, but like if you've done yard work or something and you get out there getting after it and you're sweating and it's hot. And you happen to pull open that old garage fridge, and there's a bullet in there, and you yank it out. I mean, there is
to nothing. Me, it's a day like today when it's 93 outside.
Yes,
and you pop that thing
open.
Oh
man,
there is nothing.
You better do it. You got till Monday.
Yeah, yeah, I'm about to do it.
Hey, you better blow that thing up Monday because we gotta start going downhill.
That's right.
There.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah, come on out. By the way, as Clint has got the cold beers going, I'm gonna have to join him. I'm gonna have to join him here in a second. Guys, you gotta get here. $30, all you can eat crawfish today, all damn day. So that's even after we're done. All right, it's not just from 2 to 6. Hell, you got TVs all over the place. You got the Knicks and the Celtics. You got the Astros that you can come and watch. And you got come in, sit your ass down. $30 will get you all you can eat crawfish. All right, all you can eat $30 all day. All day long, and also great specials. Hell, they got dollar off top shelf. Here you go, Tyler. Dollar off top shelf bourbon and scotch on Fridays as well. So hey, listen, man, you got to get on out here. Dollar off craft beers as well. Get down here, and again, if you're not if you didn't catch it, we're at Stars Sports Bar and Grill here in Katy. All you can eat $30 crawfish, buckets of beer as well for $20. You can't miss that up or whatever the hell I'm trying
either,
to say.
Either way.
No, all of it. So make your way on down here. All right, Clint, I know Greg Cosell is somebody you listen to a lot, and why not? His film breakdowns are really big in the industry, quarterback play especially. But I know I want to play this, and I know this really stuck out to you because this could be one of those keys to – issues that the Texans are trying to address this year on their offense. Here's Greg Cosell talking about slot and outside receivers.
The way the league has evolved and offensive coordinators have evolved is I think the delineation between slot and outside has decreased because there's so many more cut splits, reduced splits, tight splits.
All right, that's Greg Cosell talking about splits, slots, slot and outside. And I know for you that that is something that you think the Texans really, really have to improve and can help improve their biggest problem.
Well, I think that we heard a lot last year about we don't, you know, we want all of our receivers to do all things, and you know, the guys move around and can run all the different routes, and you know, I didn't like Bobby Slowick with how many cut splits he had. I didn't like running into those cut splits. I thought it made the it muddied the waters in the box for the quarterback, which the quarterback wasn't communicating and in charge of anything anyway. So I guess it really didn't matter. But it muddied the waters for the offensive line. If a team wants to pressure you and you got everybody stacked inside, and at the snap of the ball, your tight end leaves, two receivers leave, and you got nickel defenders, you've got eight helmets in the box, and you don't know who's coming, who's not coming. It just really muddies the water up. And on top of that, now you got all these receivers that they're the thought. This is another one of those things with the media in football for me is. And not all media, just the repeating things that make zero sense. Like it to think that all of a sudden, like now it's a good idea to have a bunch of receivers that can do everything, but yet nobody's a slot. To think that there's not extreme value in a slot-minded wide receiver or a tight end. Like that is a quarterback's best friend for a reason. That guy sees the defense, particularly what's going on inside the box, he sees that defense through a quarterback lens. So if there's pressure, boom, he sees it immediately. If they bail, he knows, okay, now I got to run. I can get into my route and I can get deeper and I need to settle in the zone. Like, he's always, like, his forte is I'm going to make myself available to the quarterback, whether he's getting pressured or it's a zone. I'm going to always, my forte, my specialty is making myself available to the quarterback. He can always depend on me to be an option one way or another.
Yeah.
Like, that. The thought now that just every receiver's capable of doing that is, it's asinine. It's silly. It doesn't make sense. In theory, sure, they're all NFL guys and they should all, but in reality, there's a reason why, like, I'll go back to Brady's days because it's a good picture to paint, right? There's a reason why Julian Edelman, who had never played receiver before in his life, I'm sure he did in his life at some point, but was a quarterback in college, ended up being a New England Hall of Fame receiver, right? You look at Wes Welker, who was really relegated to a special teams guy after being a slot type receiver at Texas Tech and couldn't really find his spot. And he goes to New England and he's a pro bowler, right? He's a great slot. Like the thought that just anybody and everybody, because they're a talented wide receiver, can play slot and to just do away with how important that guy is to the quarterback is plumb ass silly. So I say all that to say, I really hope. We've heard Nick Caserio talk about receivers do all things, yada, yada, yada. I really hope that Nick Caserio is leaning hard into his New England days and going, nah, we got to have somebody that's a safety valve for this quarterback. CJ's got to know he's going to direct the traffic. And I know if Christian Kirk is to my right, I'm going to protect myself to the left. Ball snap, I'm going to look right. If I get pressure from there, then Christian's going to make me right. If the pressure bails, boom, I get into it, I read it out, I'm good to go, I'm healthy, I'm safe, right? You got to be able to do those things. And not, you can't just put any receiver over there and expect him to do that at a high level.
And it seems like they have brought in pieces to do that.
Yes, that's the other thing, right? Like, I'm hoping Nick leans into his New England days, both Nick Caserio and Nick Caley. And then you look at the receivers they've brought in, right? I think Christian Kirk is a true blue slot. And then I think the kid that they drafted, the second kid from Iowa State, Noel, I think he's got some of those abilities. But really, I don't care who it is. I just need the whichever receiver it is that has the ability to process defenses at a similar level as a quarterback that can peek inside and go, man, that's a weird alignment by them linebackers. They must be blitzing. Let me break my route off a little earlier. That guy is rare. And if you can find him, he's a special, special player. And so, this trend in the league, and I think it's a monkey see, monkey do business, this trend in the league where it's just
– interchangeable.
Boy, everybody's interchangeable. I mean, that's just – man, that's a dangerous life to live.
Yeah, it works if you got a bunch of guys that are Julian Edelman's. Like, maybe if you got some Tank Dales.
But
maybe if you got multiple Tank Dales that could do – Maybe both things.
But look at, like, I mean, think about how New England won games. You had a sixth-round quarterback that couldn't move, that was an elite processor. You had a bunch. You had your best five offensive linemen up there that just communicated at an elite level. And Brady knew, hey, man, my backside's protected. I'm going to work front side. And then every year, they always made sure they had that, that slot receiver that – saw defenses the same way Brady did, right?
Amendola, another one.
Yeah. Right, yeah, I mean, there was. I mean, how many of them was there, right? I mean, there was three or four of them that just came out of nowhere that didn't do anything anywhere else before they got to New England.
And then, their tight ends kind of acted in a similar fashion too when they got Hernandez and got Gronk.
You got Gronk. I mean, I remember Ron, and this is obviously dumbing it way down. But when I was in college, I would literally – my tight end was really good. Not at seeing it, but I could communicate and tell him what to do. I would literally at the line of scrimmage – like we would call, we called a certain play where he could either go post or corner, my tight end. And I would literally – because he had his hand in the dirt so he couldn't see. I would literally say, hey, take the corner. Literally just like that. And he – boop, boop, and we'd kill him. I mean, you got to have the ability to communicate like that. You got to have the ability to somebody close to you to be able to bail you out and make you right. And that guy, we act like that guy is just a dime a dozen in football, or at least people talk like that, and that's just not the case.
Yeah. All right, coming up, let's look at the other side of the ball, the side of the ball where there is major, major confidence. And this defense has a chance to be really, really great. We got to discuss what will show us if they're really, really great. We'll do that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.